This is going to be a kind of a vast summary of a lot of passages and summary of history. In Exodus chapter 11, the Lord tells Moses that he will bring about one last and final plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. A plague so devastating that the people of Egypt will completely drive out the nation of Israel, and there would be a great cry in the land that has never been heard before or shall never be heard again. The Lord said about midnight he would go out into the land and all the firstborn would die. The firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne, to the firstborn of the slave girl, even the firstborn of the cattle as well. The Lord then instructs Moses to share this with the entire congregation of Israel, that this month is to be the beginning of the year for you, and on the 10th day you shall pick a lamb that is unblemished, and you shall keep it until the 14th day, then you shall kill it. Take some of its blood and apply it over the doorpost of your house as a sign, so when the Lord passes through the land of Egypt, he will see the blood and pass over your house, and your firstborn will be spared. The Lord also instructed them on how they were to prepare a meal out of the lamb, cooked with bitter herbs and unleavened bread, and he tells them that this meal will be an annual feast for them to remember when he passed over their houses. Thus the introduction of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now everything happened just as the Lord said it would, as people were freed from the bondage and oppression of Egypt. They left Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea. Now 50 days later, they sit restless at the base of Mount Sinai as Moses receives the law from God's own mouth, bringing about a new era for God's people, the Mosaic Age, where they live under the direction of the law. While God institutes many ordinances during the giving of the law, of course the Ten Commandments, along with rules to which they were to live by, but he also instructed them on new holy days and feasts commemorating various important events, one of which was in particular was the Feast of First Fruits. This was to be a perpetual reminder to them of when they entered the land, when the Lord brought them into the land and reaped its harvest and enjoyed its abundance, they are to present offerings of the first fruits to the Lord. Now fast forward some 1,500 years, God sent his only son to be born in humble beginnings as a helpless babe, and about age 30 he begins his ministry, and for 3 years he teaches, performs, and demonstrates incredible power of the Spirit of God and awesome wonders to demonstrate the power similar to what God did in Egypt, and the people still did not see who he was. 5 days later, before his death, Jesus enters Jerusalem. He enters the city riding on a colt of a donkey, just as the prophet would say. The people praised him. They hailed him as a king. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now this happened on the 10th day of the first month. Do we recall what God told them to do on the 10th day? To choose a lamb. The day that people were to choose their Passover lamb, thus forever commemorating what Jesus said, or what John said about Jesus when he saw him coming, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." 4 days later, Jesus would be in the upper room sharing in the Passover meal with his disciples. It was during this meal Jesus took bread after giving thanks, and he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus would go out into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. It is there that the Son of God would be betrayed and arrested, tried illegally through the night, passed around, and finally Pilate ordered him to be crucified to satisfy the people. He was beaten and scourged and led up the mountain to be put to death, the same mountain Abraham took Isaac. At this time, there would be no halting of the knife. Jesus would die a shameful death on the cross, but not a bone would be broken, thus further fulfilling Scripture. It was there that he would cry out with his last breath, it is finished, and he gave up his spirit. His lifeless body would be taken down, prepared for burial, his body lie in a borrowed tomb. 3 days later, he would arise on the day of first fruits. Paul shares in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preach to you, which you also received, which you also stand, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain, for I deliver to you as first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And Paul goes on to share in verse 20, but now Christ being raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who are asleep. Jesus, the firstborn of creation, the firstborn killed as the Passover lamb to satisfy the sins of the world and to rise again the day of first fruits. 40 days later, Jesus would ascend into heaven, but 10 days after that, on the day of Pentecost, the same day that God gave the law, the Holy Spirit would descend on the remaining disciples, and the people would gather when they heard the sound of the wind. And it is there that Peter delivered the first gospel message, bringing about a new covenant on the same day that the law was given. And it was there in Acts chapter 2, verses 36 and 38, that when Peter preached this, that therefore all the house of Israel for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter with the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent, lest each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is for you and for your children and all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to him. And it was on that day that 3,000 souls were saved. That day, redeeming the 3,000 souls that died at the base of Sinai when Moses gave the law to redeem their disobedience. But you can see the incredible workings of God throughout all time to bring about our salvation through his Son. At the perfect time, everything considered, how everything happened exactly how he wanted it to happen. In Sunday school, we talked about there are no coincidences with God, that everything was so carefully planned out and everything happened on the perfect day that God wanted it to happen. And think about in your life, what chain of events led to you being here today that God had planned for you. In Ephesians 1, in verse 7, it says, in him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of time, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, in the heavens and upon the earth, that we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works in all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were first to hope in Christ should go to be the praise of his glory. In him you also, after listening to the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. Our Father and gracious Lord, we cannot thank you and praise you, Lord, enough for this time that we could come around your table, Lord, and partake of these emblems that represent your body and your blood. That for thousands of years, Lord, you planned out everything to happen exactly the way you intended, Lord, to bring about the new administration, the new covenant, Lord, in your name, that we can have salvation, that we can have redemption, Lord, and not be under the constraints of the law, Lord, but we can have grace and mercy through the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, and help us, God, as we partake of these emblems to do so in a worthy manner. And please, Lord, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. In Jesus' name.